Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Hey everyone, Kara here, back at you for another episode. I want to talk to you today about a quote I read a few years ago that really stopped me in my tracks. It was a quote by Pema Chodron, who is a Buddhist nun, meditation teacher, master, phenomenal writer. And it was such a simple quote. She wrote, "We keep missing the moment that we're in." We keep missing the moment that we're in. And it woke me up, made my eyes pop out and say, whoa, wait a second, I do. I keep missing moments of my life. You know, snap a finger and it's a year later. It's another Christmas. My kids are older. You know, it's amazing how life seems to be speeding by. Well, I don't want to miss any more of my life. I don't want life to fly by. I kind of like hanging out in my life. And so this quote really stopped me in my tracks to think, wow, how can I show up for my life? How can I not miss it? How can I more fully experience what's happening? And so it brought me back to my childhood and how I was as a kid. And we were all like this. You know, when we were on the swings, we were on the swings. When we were eating ice cream, we were eating ice cream. I'm getting excited just talking about it. When we were crying, right? We were on the floor crying. We really fully experienced whatever was happening in the moment. We spent very little time thinking about the past and the future. And those are direct experiences, which is what we're going to talk about today. So going back to myself as a child, I remember I was very independent. And some of my first words that I was able to string together were, let me do, let me do, let me do. And I realize now, you know, that was my way of saying, I want to experience this. Let me hammer the nail in, you know, let me put the clothes in the dryer, whatever it was I was, you know, insisting on doing. Let me do. Let me do my life. Let me show up. Let me experience it. And so this is the idea of having direct experiences. It's been a topic I've been really intrigued with for a very long time. How can I fully experience this moment of my life without dragging along my past, without jumping ahead to my future, without holding on to grudges or conditioning or doubt and fear, which so often block us from just living fully? And so I started to pull apart this idea of direct experience. By the way, we all have them all the time. So this isn't anything new, by the way. This is maybe, hopefully, just going to point you to what's already going on in your life. So in my very simple world, and I live in a very simple world, by the way, I'm not like a super academic, right? I just want things very clean, simple, give it to me straight. I see it as us having, most of the time, three types of experiences. And I write about this in On the Verge, but I'm going to explain it to you now because I feel like I can explain it in verbal communication so much, with so much more enthusiasm, perhaps, than I was able to write about it. Three types of experience. The first one's really simple to understand. It's called a secondhand experience. Secondhand experiences happen when somebody tells you about the great yoga class they went to, or somebody tells you about the movie they saw, or about the great burgers down the street. Somebody's telling you about their experience, and it doesn't always have to be just good stuff, right? Somebody's telling you about a breakup or a drama at work or something. So you're just kind of tapping into this, their experience secondhand, right? You're not experiencing it. Sort of like watching a sports game. You know, you're not on the field. You're not really totally experiencing what it feels like to be in the game. You're watching it from the sidelines. And you can't imagine what these players are going through. right? Because you're not experiencing it. So anyway, just to keep it short, secondhand experiences are so often what the media, Madison Avenue, is proclaiming, right? They're telling us if you buy this car, you'll feel this way. If you go on this vacation, you'll feel this way. And so it gets us thinking about perhaps what this experience might be like, but we're not in it, right? Then there's a second type of experience. I call it a muted experience. Muted experiences happen when we are doing what we're doing. We're with the person, we're in the yoga class, we're at the ball game, we're eating a hot dog. Well, I don't eat hot dogs, but you could eat hot dogs. That's fine. I just don't eat them. But muted experiences occur when you're doing something, but you're mentally distracted or emotionally drained. And when this happens, your experience is muted. It's muddled or perhaps a little foggy. And we all feel this. This happens to all of us, by the way. So imagine maybe it happens to you that you're driving home from work and you pull up to your driveway and you stop your car and you think, wow, how did I just get here? Right? Where was I? Or someone's talking to you, or maybe your kids or partner, and they're telling you a story and you're kind of listening, but not really. You're off thinking about what you're going to eat for dinner. You're not fully experiencing what's happening in the moment because your mind is pulled elsewhere. And so this happens to us. In fact, many of us spend much of the time kind of here, but not really. So think about that. Kind of here, but not really. And so what happens is that the moment goes by and you feel like you've missed it. Right? You know, so often people say, and I get this, it takes a few days just to settle down to actually arrive on vacation, right? The first couple of days, you're just, your energy is elsewhere as opposed to being right here in the moment. And then there's the last type of experience, which is the direct experience. The direct experience is your firsthand knowledge of a sensation, state, or feeling. It's exactly what you're feeling in any given moment through your five senses: taste, touch, sound, sight, smell. So in the last episode, we did this practice called stop, take five, right? Take five breaths and experience and notice your experiences. So it was the beginning of the cultivation of becoming familiar with directly experienced life. So we'll get to that practice again later on, and I'll add a bit to it. But for now, I just want you to think about, what are some of the things that you directly experience all the time, right? And I'm just going to give you a couple of pointers here. A lot of the times when we directly experience the moment, we feel more awake. We feel more alive. I like to call it fully alive. When we're eating the ice cream and really into it and tasting it, smelling it, noticing the cold and the texture, we're directly experiencing the ice cream. When we're at the beach, so many people connect with the beach or the mountains when I talk about direct experience, right? When we're in nature, when we're looking at a vast horizon or watching a storm come in, or in the woods, just feeling the moisture of the trees and the green and the sounds, the smells, we feel more alive. And so when we directly experience life, when we're able to step right into the center of our lives, no matter what's happening, it wakes us up. It also feels like time is slowing down. So for me, this is the big ha-ha, right? If I don't want to miss my life, if I don't want to continue to miss moments of my life, well, then I'm going to need to commit to being into my life, into the center, into the moment, fully, actively engaged. Not sort of here and sort of there, but right here, right now. And so I'd like you to think about for a few moments, a few places where you're able to more consistently directly experience your life. So think of three off the top of your mind here. A place. Could be a place you go on vacation. It could be your backyard. It could be your bedroom. Where do you go to that makes you feel really, really good? And it could be a place you've only gone once as well. That's fine. So these places are pointers to us. They help us to recognize how to directly experience life, right? How to wake up and show up right here, right now. And the next question, and the last one, is, are there people or pets, I'm going to include pets there, that help you to show up, settle down, and be here now? Is there anybody in your life? So those are places and people or pets that help you feel more fully alive. I'm going to throw one more in there because I forgot, and that is just an activity. Could be walk, your evening walk, your yoga class, your run, your spin class. It could be knitting or gardening, cooking. Just those things that you do that you're into, you're really into, right? You're not muting your experience. You're not foggy or dulled. You're really kind of actively engaged in. These are just pointers. They help us to recognize what it feels like to be alive. This is what I'm so passionate about. When we can step up, show up, and step right into the center of our lives, we feel better. It's like this sense of vitality and clarity come upon us. I like to call it high definition, high voltage living. Right? Showing up in the moment, fully available, right here, right now. So let's just take a moment before we end. Last week, our practice was to stop, take five, experience. So it was about intentionally experiencing this moment. It was about interrupting any busyness, any fogginess, or distraction or drama, and just stepping into your life right here, right now. And so we're going to do that again, but now we have a little bit more knowledge of exactly why we're doing it. It is to directly experience our lives, right? It's to let me do, right? Just like I said as a kid, let me do my life. So here we go. Let's try it again. So stop whatever you're doing, pause, take five conscious deep breaths. Thanks again for joining me. I look forward to next time.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.